This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Good to have you with us on a Thursday in the nation's capital and beyond. Whether you're listening here at home on the Team 980 on your radio, or on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. We'll take you over the next 3 hours. The Commanders are practicing today. Yesterday was a big day for press conferences between Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, and Terry McLaurin. Today, Jaden Daniels, and I think both coordinators speak because there's no media access Friday through Monday. So you won't hear a whole lot coming out. You got a couple of guys excused for practice today, Mike Sanristil and Jonathan Jones, both having babies. I thought Sanristil just had a kid. Man, moving quick, baby, moving quick. Good for them. And Jonathan Jones as well. So both corners out today for practice. We'll keep you up to date on anything that happens or anything that we hear about. One thing I do want to get into as the show goes along, we're going to start somewhere else. Besides the Jim Irsay Washington Post article and column and investigation, which is kind of crazy, one thing I wanted to get into is what Adam Peters and really Adam Peters said yesterday about the relationship with Terry McLaurin, because we were all led to believe that it was one of animosity. We were all led to believe, yes, it was business. But the two sides were pretty pissed at each other. And I know I did. I took it as, man, Terry's pretty pissed. He's livid. And maybe he was, and he still found a way to be professional inside the building once he got back to the building. But the way Adam Peters made it sound is they were basically meeting in his office almost every day, singing Kumbaya and having lunch together, right? So maybe this wasn't that bad ultimately in the beginning, because I wondered when we got word of the deal on Monday, did Terry, who looked miserable on Saturday, did Terry just say, God, this is not worth it. I've done everything I could. I'm going to begrudgingly give in. I'm going to get my $28, $29, $30 million a year. It's not what I wanted, but it's still better than a whole lot of nothing. And it's better than being a cancer and better than being turning my back on people, my teammates, the organization, the community, all of that stuff. Basically being very un-Terry-like. And ultimately, they get the deal done on Monday, right? And again, looks can always be deceiving, right? It's why you have to couch things. And you have to say, well, you know, it appears Terry doesn't look happy, right? And maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was miserable on Saturday. Maybe he knew they were going to cave and settle at the numbers. And we never got really to the numbers yesterday, so that's certainly AMAC remind me so I don't forget. When we get into, again, Terry later on, or more Terry, I definitely want to go over some of the numbers because they are interesting. But we will do that probably in the 2 o'clock hour. But I wanted to start with this at 6 minutes after the hour and get you guys aboard at 301-230-0980. So, you know, we're no longer in list season, as they call it, but everybody needs creative content. So ESPN came up with a list based off of 10 NFL analysts and insiders. And what they decided to do was rank the league's 100 best players. But who do they project to be the best players in 2025? Not necessarily based solely on last year or based solely on a career legacy. So the way they write it is, now it's time for our annual ranking of the league's top 100 players. And then immediately it says, who do we project to be the best players in 2025? Well, it's kind of weird writing, quite honestly, if we're being honest, right? Because that could be two different things. Who I project in 2025 could be way different than what I saw last year and who ranks as a top 100 player based on actual projection, not forecasting. Does that make sense? Like last year at this time, if you did this piece, right, we didn't know what Jaden Daniels was. We knew he was a number two overall pick. We knew he had a lot of talent, but we didn't know what he was. Now you know. Now you know. So to me, this is kind of an exercise in weirdness, if I'm being perfectly blunt. An annual ranking of the league's top 100 players, and then it immediately goes into, but who do we project to be the best players in 2025? Okay. I'll just leave it at that. I'll couch it from time to time, but here's what they did. They talked to, they created the list with 10 NFL analysts and insiders. Many names that you've heard, the Aaron Schatzes of the world, Ben Solak, Den Graziano, Jeff Legwold, Jeremy Fowler, Matt Bowen, Mike Clay, Seth Walder, Stephen Holder, so on and so forth. To rank players based on expected performance for the 2025 season. So again, this is more, now for a second time, they're saying it's really more about not ranking the top 100 players based on the past. It's more based on what we project and what we think and what we expect for the 2025 season, even though they wrote it in a misleading way. So the Eagles had 10 players on the list, 10 out of 100. The Lions had 8. The 49ers and Ravens had 6 each. The Saints and the Panthers are the only teams without a representative. So that tells you that even though Bryce Young was pretty good down the stretch last year, he's not on the list, right? Of course, quarterback and wide receiver heavy, so on and so forth. Now, they also provided a stat to know, and Mike Clay, their fantasy guy, projected 2025 stats. So let me take you through this and give you where the top commander ranked. All right. So we start all the way. I know not everybody starts here, but I start here. We start here at number one. But of course, because ESPN does things weird, my computer is all over the place, so I've got to find where I wanted to be. Number one is Patrick Mahomes. Not a surprise. I personally with the lack of weapons around him, do not buy this. I think Patrick Mahomes is asked to do so much in that offense. Pacheco was banged up last year. Kelsey's on his last legs, even though he's marrying Taylor Swift. God love him. Rashee Rice is suspended for the first six games, which was horse crap. He should be suspended for longer than that. He should miss the Commanders game, but he won't. Patrick Mahomes is ranked number one. And this feels to me more like a career legacy award based on what he's done, not based on what he's going to be in 2025. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Maybe somebody can tell me what I'm missing. That's not to say that Patrick Mahomes isn't great. But you can be the greatest quarterback of all time. And if you don't have a whole lot around you, and I genuinely don't think they have a whole lot around them. I mean, Rashee Rice going to miss the first six games for sure. They let DeAndre Hopkins go. Kelsey, again, is on his last legs. Pacheco was banged up last year. Sure, they bolstered the offensive line. Sure, they have some young speed talent and Xavier Worthy and so on. But it's not like that team is juiced and loaded and ready for bear. Not in any way. Josh Allen is number two. That makes sense. I mean, I would personally put Josh Allen number one, but number two, okay. We don't need to spend necessarily a lot of time there. Number three is Myles Garrett, he who cried wolf over and over and over and over and over again just to get paid. What an absolute show that was. An absolute just dog and pony show from Myles Garrett. Never, ever, ever, ever believe anything Myles Garrett has to say ever again, period. Never. Ever. But he's ranked number three on this list, and he's got a projected stat line of 10 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, and 52 tackles. Okay. Number four, Lamar Jackson. I think you know what he's all about. Number five, Joe Burrow. I think you know what he's about, and we can fill in some of the gaps. Number six, this was interesting, and I actually think this is a good one. Patrick Surtain, the second, the star cornerback for the Denver Broncos, who will be here later in the year. He's awesome, right? He's racked up, according to the piece, he's racked up 39 passes defended, tied with Darius Slay for the most over the span of his career, 2021, when he came into the league. Okay, so you have Patrick Surtain at number six. You have Justin Jefferson at number seven. I don't think we need to spend a whole lot of time there, but it is interesting that Justin Jefferson gets ranked over Ja'Marr Chase. Okay, I think we can maybe have a discussion about that. Micah Parsons, who might be in Green Bay. He might be on a barge somewhere getting his back checked out. Who knows where he might be? Or he might be in Philadelphia next Thursday night. Micah Parsons is ranked ninth. Chris Jones of the Chiefs, again, defensive player, not an offensive player to help Mahomes, is ranked 10th. Okay. Makes, again, sense. One spot ahead of TJ Watt at number 11. Lane Johnson of the Eagles at right tackle, number 12. I think that's a little high, but Lane Johnson's a great right tackle. There is no doubt about that. Fred Warner at 13 of the 49ers. Penei Sewell at age 24. Sorry, there's a bug on my computer screen that I'm trying to end the existence of. Penei Sewell at 14, right tackle of the Detroit Lions, right? That's certainly a strength of theirs. Kyle Hamilton, who just got paid, and Jack Del Rio really didn't like. Number 15, safety, Baltimore, up from 47 last year. Aiden Hutchinson off the major injury at 16. You notice a trend here, right? We're through 16 guys. No Commanders. Of course, that means no Jaden Daniels. And no Saquon Barkley until Number 17, the Eagles stud running back, the former Giant stud running back, Saquon Barkley comes in at number 17. And again, these are based on 2025 projections, or so they say, even though they worded it weirdly at the beginning. Jalen Carter, number 18. So back-to-back go the Eagles. I told you they had 10 guys in the top 100. Projected total of 50 tackles and 5 sacks. He has 5 forced fumbles since coming into the league in 2023, the most by any defensive tackle in that span. All right, so Jalen Carter is at number 18. CeeDee Lamb from Cowboy B's Dallas Cowboys is at 19, even with Dak Prescott being a pretty significant question mark, right? At least in my eyes. Brock Bowers, number 20, with the it is. Still no Commanders. Still no Jaden Daniels. Max Crosby, but don't spell my name with just one X. No, no, no. Not like Mad Max, who we have on our staff here, whose headsets I'm wearing. Thank you, Mad Max. This is Max with a double X, not a triple X. That would be one thing. That would be interesting. Max Crosby at 21. You're looking at me. I didn't say anything that bad. I just pointed out that he's got two X's in his name.
No, I just told the fellas before Max left, I told the fellas about your shenanigans yesterday. So we're kind of living in that still. Sorry about that. I didn't make it take you out of your focus there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No. I mean, we can discuss more shenanigans later if you want. Number 22, Tristan Wirfs. Injured all offseason, but just cleared off of physically unable to perform. Don't know if he's going to start week one or not. Buccaneers left tackle. He's great. Number 23, Jordan Mailata, starting left tackle of the Eagles. Obviously a tremendous career arc, if you will. Really, really good player. But again, no Jaden Daniels. Until we get to number 24. Jaden Daniels. He was not ranked in this last year. I don't even remember this piece last year. But he was not ranked last year. Now, John Keim wrote this, this part, saying, it's hard to imagine any quarterback having a better rookie season, 25 passing touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 3,568 yards, 891 rushing yards, 6 rushing touchdowns, plus obviously everything he did in the postseason. Daniels has already entered the debate about being the NFC's best quarterback, but it might be challenging to keep that up in 2025. The Commanders play 10 games against defenses ranked in the top 11 in scoring last season, and it has been a rocky summer without two starting guards and Terry McLaurin, who is a hold-in. Now, Terry McLaurin obviously will be back, is back on the practice field, so on and so forth. So here is Jaden Daniels' projected numbers, according to Mike Clay. 4,109 passing yards, so that's significantly up. 27 passing touchdowns, that's up. 12 interceptions, that's up. 147 carries, 814 rushing yards, that's slightly down. 7 touchdowns running, that's slightly up. So again, last year, right, he had 6 rushing touchdowns, 891 rushing yards. I don't have the rushing attempts right in front of me, but it was, you know, that's not that important. So this year he's being projected to have less rushing yards, but one more rushing touchdown. He's being projected to be well above the 3,568 yards he had as a rookie passing. Now, mind you, he missed almost the entire Carolina game outside of the first drive. And he missed the entire second half of the Dallas regular season finale. So there's a chance, based on how those games would have played out, that Jaden would have been at around 4,000 passing yards last year. But he was at 3,568. So Clay is using this notion that he's going to be better this year, and maybe he doesn't get injured, and he's going to be over 4,100 passing yards. 27 passing touchdowns to 25 passing touchdowns, but 12 interceptions compared to 9 interceptions. And again, 814 rushing yards, down from 891 rushing yards, but 7 rushing touchdowns, up from 6 rushing touchdowns. So, I ask you this at 301-230-0980, and let's just start there. Jaden Daniels is projected to be only the 24th best player in the NFL this year, according to this ESPN panel. Only. Now, that's all positions. That's not just quarterbacks. Only the 24th best player. I think you can tell where I'm going here. I think that's too low. I don't think that's right. I think he's at least, based on the value of the position and the dynamic ability of the player, I think he's at least 20. But I would probably argue that he's higher. I would also argue that just coming into this year, just evaluating this year for this year, which is what this exercise is, he's better than Matt Stafford. He's better than Jordan Love. He's better than any other quarterback, Baker Mayfield, in the NFC. He's the best quarterback in the NFC. So to me, even though he is ranked in that regard, that's got to boost him up a little bit too, and yet it doesn't seem to. So I think he's ranked too low at 24. What about you? Number two, where would you say that Jaden Daniels is going to come in? Let's just use, to make it easier, touchdown passes and interceptions as a passer. And do you believe he will run as much as he did last year? 301-230-0980. Just getting rocking and rolling on the Team 980. Always live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I know we obviously bust on Linnell Chops for good reason because he's very bustable on. How did I know that was coming back to haunt me? Again, in fairness from yesterday's show, in case you missed that boondoggle in the 3 o'clock hour, number one, my brain isn't exactly operating on all cylinders because of everything I've been dealing with and everything going through, sad, hard, whatever. I got a story about my car later on, by the way. But also, I had no idea because 30 years ago, like that term was just, just the term. You want to bust somebody's chops, you know? Why? Why do you want to do that? Well, because they're bustable. It didn't mean what apparently it means in the slang dictionary now, which caused AMAC to lose his, you know what. He warned that Cowboy B makes a living. The reason why Cowboy B is here until like 3 o'clock every day is because he's too busy cracking up at everything funny that I say, and then the two of them have their own little talk show over there on the other side of the glass instead of Cowboy B getting out of here at a responsible time. But I'm so funny, I'm so entertaining, that Cowboy B just can't resist the aura of the rooster. Okay. Linnell comes in yesterday. She's like, everybody's blowing my checks up. Everybody's blowing my DMs up. What are you saying about me? Why are you talking about me? You just can't get me off your mind. No, Linnell. I can. Trust me. I have no problem getting you off my mind. No problem. Like, literally, as soon as I can, I do. But you know who I can't get off my mind? Jaden Daniels. I mean, we know what he is, right? We know he's special. We know he's the franchise quarterback. We know he's a phenom. We don't know the way the rest of his career is going to turn out, but I believe that's solely and exclusively going to be based on health, right? I don't think in any way, shape, or form his work ethic, maturity, personality, or his ability, his talent, is going to be affected by anything. I think health is really, and you can't say that about many quarterbacks. You certainly can't say that about Anthony Richardson. You can't say that about Deshaun Watson. You can't say that and before he got injured every other day. You can't say that about Caleb Williams. You can't. We don't know how good Drake May is going to be. We don't know how good Bo Nix is going to be. I mean, I think they're both going to be good, but don't know. I feel like I know about Jaden Daniels. And here's what I also know. I feel like to rank him 24th overall, based on 2025 statistical projections and based on this command force of 10 ESPN analysts and writers and whatnot, is too low. Now, he's rightfully behind Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson. Got no issue with that. He is the top quarterback in the NFC. He is, in this ranking, ahead of Matthew Stafford. He is ahead of Jordan Love. He is ahead of Baker. And he should be. He should be. But here's the thing that, again, I just go, huh? Like, again, Jordan Mailata is a great story. Great story. He's got a lot of good analytical numbers and all of that. But just because you have good analytics doesn't mean you have the same impact as Jaden Daniels. And Jordan Mailata is great, but I don't think he has the same impact. Same thing, I would argue, for Tristan Wirfs. I love Tristan Wirfs. I mentioned that. 95.9% pass block win rate. That's great. Highest among tackles. Coming off of a pretty big injury. He'll start the regular season, probably not able to play, but he was activated off the PUP list, what have you. Who knows how he's going to be? I would rank Jaden Daniels ahead of Tristan Wirfs. Max Crosby. I know the guy's a beast. I know he's an animal. What did the Raiders do last year with him being an animal? I maybe not fair to him. But I would put Jaden Daniels ahead of him. Brock Bowers, great. Awesome rookie year. Awesome rookie year. The most ever in NFL history for a rookie tight end. Who had a bigger impact on his team last year? Who projects to have a bigger impact on his team this year? Brock Bowers or Jaden Daniels? I can go on and on and on and on. But if this is about projections, right? And no, not everything can be about the quarterback, the quarterback, the quarterback, the quarterback. I got it. But if we're looking at who has the most likelihood to have the biggest impact, the biggest shaping of your team's success, it's the quarterback who's also a phenom, who's the best in the NFC. Right? Is that fair? I think it is. So I think Jaden should be inside the top 20. At minimum, with no disrespect to Brock Bowers, Jordan Mailata, or any of these guys. This is not about disrespecting them. This is about properly valuing the quarterback and projecting where he can be. And the only thing I can think of is they're either thinking injury or, and it was noted, that they play a lot tougher defenses this year. But now they have Terry back. They're going to get Cosme back week 6, week 7, hopefully. They're getting Brandon Coleman back. Right now they have Noah Brown back. I think, to me, Jaden Daniels was ranked too low. What about you? Should he be in the top 20? And then how many touchdowns? How many passing yards? How many rushing touchdowns? How many rushing yards? Let's do a little Jaden Daniels talk to start the show in terms of this ranking and then extrapolating it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'll give you my numbers and my answers to those coming up shortly right here on the Team 980. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app and as well iHeartRadio and TuneIn. All right, the Commanders on the practice field as we speak. Dan Quinn meeting with the media earlier. No real earth-shattering news. They did officially announce the signing of Donovan Edwards, the former Michigan running back who had himself a nice preseason with the New York Jets, but still got cut. Meanwhile, Colorado head coach, college football, of course, which begins in earnest tonight, Colorado head coach Deion Sanders pitching a bonus for players in the college football playoffs, similar to that of the NFL. And basically, it is a pay the players for making the tournament and pay them more than when their teams win. So he's talked, he said with Nick Saban about this and about a new commercial that's coming out. And so on and so forth. And he's been insisting, or advocating for players to, again, make more money based on whether they win in the playoffs and, of course, make the playoffs. As college football quickly turns to professional football. Tonight, the meat of the schedule begins. You've got Boise State, the number 25 team, against South Florida in Tampa at 5:30, so probably even before you get home. One of the later games that should be interesting is DeSean Jackson and Delaware State making his debut. Is DeSean Jackson as their head coach. They are at Delaware, where they are a 30-point underdog, and that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so again, ESPN ranked Jaden Daniels number 24 overall when projecting his stats and performance for 2025. It's a panel of 10 NFL writers, analysts, what have you. It's not general managers or head coaches like the quarterback, the top 10 quarterback ranking that they did earlier this year, or earlier this offseason, I should say. So Jaden does not finish in the top 20. I think that's too low. We can sit here and again debate whether he's better than CeeDee Lamb just individually, six or one half dozen of the other, maybe some of them might say. Maybe he is because he's the quarterback. Maybe he is because CeeDee Lamb stuck, you know, playing right now with a question at quarterback, right? And I think that's fair, but he's got George Pickens around him this year, so that should make it better. Is Jaden Daniels more impactful? Should he be projected higher than, say, Brock Bowers, who had an amazing rookie year? But this isn't about rookie year performance. This is about 2025 performance. And then I also asked for where do you think Jaden will come in terms of the big statistics, right? again, last year he had 25 passing touchdowns. This year he's projected by ESPN to have 27. I think that's probably about fair. I was thinking 27, 28. Last year he had 3,500 plus passing yards, but again, he missed a game and a half, right? So he only played in, what, 15 and a half games. I think if he plays 17, he easily gets over 4,000. I was going to say he'd probably miss a game. I was probably going to say around 4,000, 4,100. So I think that's fair. 12 interceptions. Listen, it's going to go up from 9. The more you count on Jaden Daniels as a passer, and ideally less as a runner, even though that's what partially makes him so, so hard to defend, he's going to make more mistakes. The key would be, hey man, 12. And not a lot of forced fumbles or anything like that, or fumbles lost. Right? 12, I don't think if he plays 17 regular season games, is unfair. I was going to say 11, 12, okay. 814 rushing yards is his projection this year. 891 rushing yards was his total last year. I would like that number to be less. I would like that number to be, I don't know, 700, because I would like less attempts. I would like less reliance on Jaden running the ball and being the offense. I would like more of the offense to run through Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, Jalen Lane, Noah Brown, Zach Ertz, the run game, so on and so forth. All right, let's get out to you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Jason in Laurel in the leadoff spot. What's up, Jason? How are you?
Wow, I got the leadoff. I can't believe that.
There you go,
baby.
Chris,
how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. I love this topic, but before I come in, I just want to send my condolences to the Snyder family. That's terrible what happened. Just absolutely horrible. I didn't listen to your show live yesterday. I listened on rewind, but I was really blown away by your opening segment yesterday.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate you. I mean, I went back and I listened to the 8-minute clip that our team cut up, and I probably, if you just didn't listen to the 8-minute cut, I probably didn't do Rick as good a job as I wanted to. If you listen to the first half an hour or so of the show, I think that painted a better picture. That's just me.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
You know, so if anybody can check that out.
I wiped my eye once or twice.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
I love this topic about JD, and I agree with you. I think they made him way too low, and that's crazy at 20, whatever it was, 21, we're saying it's way too low.
Yeah.
I think, and I was just hearing what you kind of said at the end, right before you took my call, I think it's kind of an old-school mentality. At the end of every play of our offense next season, if Jaden Daniels does not have the ball in his hand at the end of the play, if they threw it to Terry, like you were just saying, the best player on our team doesn't have the ball in his hands. So Jaden gives us an opportunity with him running and scrambling and stuff that the ball is always in his hand. And those other guys you're talking about, those tight ends and things like that, they don't have the ball in their hand every play. They can't have as big of an impact. Jaden at the start of every play has the ball in his hand. There is nobody that has a bigger impact for that reason alone. And forget about throwing or running or any of that. Just the fact that the most talented athlete on the field has the ball in his hands, and maybe one of the smartest athletes on the field has the ball in his hands, and maybe one of the guys that has the sickest preparation has the ball in his hands. That's who we want the balls in his hands.
Yes, absolutely.
Unless, you know, Terry breaks single coverage and there's not a safety over top, then we could throw it to Terry. But other than that, I want the ball in Jaden's hands because he's our best player, he's our most prepared player, he's our most athletic player, he's our youngest player. He should have the ball at the end of a play, and hopefully it's a touchdown. And I think the ranking him any lower or higher or whatever, I think that's kind of just an older school mentality, because I'm 51. I grew up most of my life. The quarterback's not supposed to have the ball
right
at the end of the play. But for us, it's not a bad thing, Chris.
No. And you and I are the same age. Now, the one just caveat that I would say is ball in hand. You don't mean always the ball in his hand as a runner. You mean ball in his hand as either a runner or a distributor passer, like you said with Terry and so on and so forth. And Zach Ertz, who is a huge red zone weapon down the stretch and, in, you know, and into the playoffs last year. That's what you're talking about, right? Just for clarity.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's never going to not throw a pass. I'm right. not saying that. And obviously, he's not going to have 5,000 yards rushing this season. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is at the end of a play, and hopefully it's a touchdown, if the ball's still in his hands, it's in the best player's hands.
Got it, yeah.
Regardless of where the field position is, score, all that stuff.
Got it.
If you take a second and look back at that Hail Mary play, which I think is a great proof of this, that play took forever.
Oh, yeah, 12
he
seconds.
He doesn't look panicked. He doesn't look rushed. Yeah. And he got it done.
And it was with a fractured rib, as we found out officially, for sure.
I hope somebody dives on that, because I don't know if I believe that or not.
Yeah.
But if I do, we need to start, like, putting stuff in Canton or whatever.
I don't know if the team has been asked officially about that. If they have, I missed it. I'm gonna have to check and see if there was something that I missed while I was gone. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you as always. Good to hear from you, my friend. Excellent call. All right, 148, Team 980. Why don't we do this? We'll get to Tony and Largo, Little, Mitch, whatever. We'll get to you guys after that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll do that as we approach 2 o'clock right here on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, good to have you with us. You know, it is Labor Day weekend approaching, so why don't you labor your butt out to a Staples work, you know.
I see what you did there.
You see what I'm doing? Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now, at Staples, save up to $125 off. Your print order exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 9/13, and save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Let's say hello to Tony and Largo. Next up, before the top of the hour here. What's up, Tony? How are you?
I'm good.
What's shaking?
Like you, I think that Jayden Daniels is a little low on the list.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I just have to disagree that he's the best quarterback in the NFC.
Okay. Who do you think? Who do you think is?
Jalen Hurts.
So. Wait, so you're saying side by side. Now, Jalen Hurts is a great postseason quarterback, unquestioned. He's not a great regular season quarterback, right? We would agree on that, right?
Yeah. Well, no, he's not as good as some others, no.
And if you then say, well, okay, the difference is he's won Super Bowls. I got it, but that's not a specific to the quarterback only stat. It's obviously the difference between the two teams. Jalen was awesome in the postseason and has been awesome in the postseason. I just think you have to factor in regular season as well, which he's inconsistent at best. And then on top of that, I would also say that Jayden Daniels performing as well as he did in three playoff games, because the NFC Championship wasn't a Jayden Daniels problem until the very end when he threw an interception and the game was over. You know, you can't say he had poor playoff games as a separator either.
Well, the thing is, though, Hurts has been to two Super Bowls in the last year. Maybe Jayden Daniels would get there, but he hasn't yet.
Well, yes, of course. Sure.
And I say it's all because of the team.
No, but I would also say, well, a huge part of it is the team, number one. Number two, I would say the other part of it is Jayden Daniels hasn't only been in the league for 1 year. I understand that Jalen Hurts has been awesome in two Super Bowls and very, very good in the postseason. Got it. I am not And trust me, I value that a lot more than others, okay? I get it. But again, you do have to count the regular season, and you do have to look at the team that they carried, if you will. Like, meaning, if you gave Jaden Daniels Saquon Barkley instead of the now traded Brian Robinson, who do you think the Commanders would have beaten the Eagles last year? I do.
That's possible, but conversely, if you put Jalen Hurts on the Commanders team, mm-hmm. I mean, the Commanders, I understand the Commanders did not have the team that the Eagles had. However, Jalen Hurts is a very, 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 very good leader, and I believe that Jaden Daniels is coming into that. But like you said, he's only been there a year so far.
Yeah. No, I got you. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. It's a good call. I disagree, but I totally get how Jalen Hurts is probably underrated. But again, I think a lot of the reason why he's overlooked is because, A, the tush-push seems to punish him, which is not fair, and two, the regular season success or struggles or up and down is a part of it. I appreciate the phone call. Tony, thank you. Oh, I forgot I had the power today because Denton Day signed in. That means I get to operate my phone board today. My bad. Tony, thank you for the call. I'll tell you what's not my bad. I'm going to go this weekend, and I'm going to watch a lot of college football. And then next weekend, I'm going to watch a lot of NFL football and a lot of college football. And how I'm going to do that, part of how I'm going to do that, is presented by our friends at Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That's right. We'll be laboring away this weekend watching lots of college football. But next weekend, it's the college footies. And it's the NFL, and it's coming right at you. Unfortunately, there's going to be something next Saturday that I'll announce at a later point when I have permission to do so. That'll take me away from some of that, but, you know, you got to do life. All right, 301-230-0980, more of your calls, more of your reaction. Jaden Daniels, 24th ranked player by ESPN in terms of what they project in 2025 only. What they project in 2025 only. Fair, unfair? Where do you think he comes in the big statistical categories? We'll continue to go over it. We'll tell you who else is on the list for the Commanders coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.